There's someone that I want to talk today about. He faced dilemmas just like we are facing with our nations. And one of the questions I want to ask you is, what is a calling? What is a calling? Or how would you define your calling? Think about that as we get into Jeremiah's calling. Align yourself in his with his life. Look at the things that the choices that he made, how he talked to God, what God wanted from him, how God called him, and see where you stand. See where you are. See if this same God, the God of Jeremiah, is also your God who created and made you and positioned you before you even, before you know it? No. Before your mother knew it, your father knew it, before the foundations of the world. This is the God that Jeremiah was talking to. And this is the God that we talk to also. And sometimes what we do, we discount what he says, we discount his calling, because we find every excuse in the book that we can't, instead of saying, this is the one that created me, the one that gave me a voice, the one that can do whatever he will. But we put that aside and we still see ourselves. Webster Dictionary put it this way, their meaning of a calling. A calling is a strong inner impulse toward a particular course of action. Towards a particular course of action. You have a strong impulse to be the caretaker, the one that helps, the one that nourishes, the one that does these things. That's your calling. Especially when accompanied by a conviction of divine influence. When God is in the matter, then, and you feel this compulsion to do a particular thing, that is your calling. All of us, have we all been called? Or do you know your calling? Let us pray. Almighty God, we're thankful for your calling on our lives, Father, that we would participate with you in what you're doing, you're continually doing from the moment of creation, Father, for us, creation for us, Father, that you are continuing to work with all of us down through the centuries, Father, because the object, Father, of your love and your relentless pursuit of us is not fulfilled yet, and therefore we have a part in bringing that to fruition by being participating with you. And so we thank you for your love, your tremendous love that shows us, Father, what we can do, with you, because of our own we can't do anything. But you have called us, you have invited us, and you have created us, Father, with in mind a calling that you want us especially to do. And so we thank you for who you are and who we are in you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. There are many examples in the Bible of callings. We can think, reel off the top of your head, of people that have been called, directly spoken to by God. And one of those people we can think about is Moses. Let's look at Moses' calling. Moses was out with his father-in-law's flock, and all of a sudden he look up and see a bush burning. He said, wait, that bush burning, but it ain't burning up. So I had to speak my most fluent Bajan. So he said, well, let me go and see what's going on. And God called his name. God say, Moses, Moses. Yes, Lord, here I am. But when God told him what he wanted, what did Moses do? Lord, I can't do that. I don't even know how to speak properly. I you know, let somebody else do that. Okay. Let's look at Jonah. God said, I want you to get up and go down there and tell the people of Nineveh what I tell you. What did Jonah did? He ran in the other direction. Almost got people drowned in a boat because he got on there disobeying God. All right. But look at the disciples calling. Jesus went up to them and say, follow me. And the word said, immediately they dropped what they were doing. I mean, this is their workplace. They had their nets and their boats and their fish and everything that they had. He said, follow me. We too have been given a calling. We have been called. If you hear that calling, you'll remember that time when God was speaking to you and you could hear him in your heart and mind that he wanted you to do something. He called in you to participate with him in this great work that is being done even now down through these centuries. And you said, well, Lord, I didn't go to college. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. Or maybe you said, yes, Lord. And then afterwards, what happened? We might forgot. We might have forgotten what God has called us for. So today I want to remind you of your calling. And I want to remind you that that calling is not fulfilled, is not accomplished, is not defined by your thoughts, your abilities, or anything about you. But when God gives you a calling, that calling is defined by him, is enabled by him, and its success is because of him. So when we look at Jeremiah, look at ourselves and our own lives, and I'm the chief one I'm talking to. He said, here I am. This is what he's, oh no, I got from Moses. So when God called Moses, what would you, if he was doing that in the way today, how would you react? What would you do? These flowers here, you know, they're artificial, but just think, if they were all burning, but nothing ain't burning up, how would you take that? That's some awesomeness. That's some fantastic stuff that Moses saw. But it didn't matter. He still saw himself. And he didn't see God. With all the stuff that is going on in the world today, do we see God? Or are we looking at how big the storms are? How mad dictators can be? How evil people can be to each other? Is that your focus? Or is the focus on the one who created all of us? Let's start reading Jeremiah in chapter 1, and let's start in verse 4. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Now tell me, when you hear that and somebody tell you that, would you have any more questions about what they know about your life? Would you question them? I mean, how? Try to imagine, before you were formed in your mother's womb. There's no before. How you gonna say before? Before that will be nothing. But God said, in all his awesomeness, that before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appoint you as a prophet to the nations. Boy, I started thinking when I was a baby that God had in mind, girl, I'm going to use you for something. And you're going to say no, you're going to go running because you're going to doubt my ability. You're going to just see all your failures. You're going to see all the things that cause you not to be able to do what I say instead of looking at me, knowing that I created you. I made your mouth or your tongue. I give you everything that you need to do what I say. But yet still, you doubt me. Yet still, you look at your failures. You look at the things that you have done all your life and say, no, I can do this, no, I can't do that. Jeremiah lived at a time where no one was listening to God. Duh. Or how about us? Or what kind of times we living in? This is the nations that God is sending Jeremiah to. And what is going on with all our nations, all our heads of nations? Do you know anybody that's the head of a nation that turns people to God and say, well, this is what we need to do. First, we're going to ask God his guidance. We're going to ask for him to lead us and direct us. Do you know any nations that do that? We need some Jeremiahs. Because we need Jeremiahs to tell people, tell nations, remind nations of the God that created them. He said, maybe he thought that if they weren't listening to God, because they weren't listening to God, what in the world ever make you think that he going to listen to me? They're going to listen to me. Well, what? I knew you. God said, I knew you before this, before all of this, before all of them. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. So how are you going to tell me you don't know how to do anything? Look at Ephesians 2 and verse 10 for us. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. In advance. Now, we don't even have to go back to the Old Testament. This is in the New Testament. This is Jesus had come and already said it was finished and conquered all that he needed to do for us. And he said, all the things that we need to do was prepared in advance. Advance of what? Advance of you, that's for sure. Advance of me. It was prepared. God had already set everything in motion. He knew. He knew what we were like. But he pursues us relentlessly. That's some serious love. But when we think about our calling, when we think about our calling, do we remember that? We don't, because we only see ourselves. We only see what our hindrances, the things that hinder us from doing what we need to do. That's what we see. But it's God. He created your legs and your arms and your head and your mind. We don't see that. Jeremiah said to God, alas, in some translations it say, behold. You know, when you say behold, you're looking for something real astounding. Behold, look at me, I'm a youth. You mean to tell me God didn't know that? You mean to tell me, Jeremiah, God didn't know that you was a young person? No, he was overlooking that fact. And he said, I'll just pick you and send you anyway.